guess this ain't the last stop.
Oh, hell no. This is the first stop. this is the first stop of ownership. Oh, fuck.
Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of the Bull City Pioneers Podcast. Tune in to your two favorite Latinos. My name is Hector.
My name is Luis.
And welcome back. It's been a minute.
It's been what, like 2 weeks? Three weeks. 2 weeks, dang, man.
2 weeks.
We haven't recorded in more than 2 weeks, of course, because we record in advance. But dang, guys, it's been 2 weeks. 2 weeks that have been full of new stuff, full of experiences, full of things that we've experienced and shit like that.
Yeah.
Shoot. First off, of course, the big question, the elephant in the room. Where the heck are we?
Where are we, man?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Shoot. We are in a tiny studio. That's what we could call it.
Yep.
Tiny studio. So
there's a big difference with this tiny studio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know what that is, Luis?
Do you know what that is, Hector?
Do they know?
Do you know?
There's no middleman here.
There's no middleman. We are owners from point A to point B of this small facility. We own it from the ground up. We're saying it's so chill, but it's honestly one of our milestones. Which, I mean, look at us. We're recording in socks. We would not do that if we were at a normal studio or like, you know, a rented place or outside. But so. How I said, you guys, this is like it's a milestone, but I want more. I want more as in better content, a bigger facility in the future, of course.
Sorry about that, technical difficulties.
We have new locations, but we are never going to stop having technical difficulties.
Nope.
And it's okay. I love those. They're interesting. But what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, milestone. This is a milestone for us. And the way that we attained this tiny studio is, first of all, how I thought, so we kind of thought about it at the same, kind of at the same time. He was thinking about it, but he hadn't voiced it, and I was thinking about it for a long time, but I hadn't voiced it. On YouTube, there's a lot of people, there's a trend now, a big trend, that's what you would call it, of people building and living in tiny homes. So I was like, you know what? We could,
It's a tiny home.
It's a tiny home, yeah. And we were like, okay, if people can live in a tiny home, why can't you have like a tiny studio? You know, have a studio in a small place. And then I was like, okay, how can we figure this out? I found a shed, and I was like, this would be perfect for our studio, the Bull City Pioneers studio. And then I brought it up to Hector, and then he was like, yo, I was thinking the same thing. And I was like, dope, let's start looking for one. And we found one, but it didn't have any siding. It had the framing done, but it didn't have any siding or any interior walls. Like, the sheetrock didn't have a door, didn't have a fan, didn't have a window,
no light.
And it didn't have anything. It just had the framing done. It was standing and all. It had a roof and everything, but it didn't have anything finished.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, this is a great opportunity for me to jump on it and just run with it. Even if we fail, like, let's just run with it, you know. And I said, all right, what can we do? How can we fix this place up to make it a studio? And not spend a lot of money, because, you know, we broke boys with $1 million mindset. So, you know, when you have $1 million mindset, you make shit work. You make stuff work.
We're putting that on a shirt, bro.
We are. Yeah, definitely. But I was like, okay, how can we make this work? So, you know, since we are Hispanics, Latinos, we know the Latino community very well as well. One thing that we did is we used... One, because we weren't trying to spend a lot of money. And two, because, you know, new materials are not hazardous, but it's kind of bad for the environment because we keep on, you know, cutting wood and shit. So it's like, all right, let's use reused materials. Reduce, reuse, recycle. So we used a lot of reused materials, and I honestly think it came out way better than I thought it would.
Yeah, my expectations.
Yeah, like Hector, he was surprised. Like his eyes like glowed up as soon as he saw one of the ending products of this thing. And the flooring looks nice.
We got a rug. Probably can't see it from the video, but we got a rug.
Same couch. Working on getting a new one. We have a little deck. The siding of the house was used. The flooring was used. The only things that I had to buy new is the wood for the deck. The window. The sheetrock. Oh yeah, I don't think you can reuse sheetrock. Had to buy the framing for the door. That was new. The door was new. I had to buy that. The paneling on the bottom of the floor. That's
new. Finish on, that looks nice too.
Right. Yeah, man. Stuff like that. I had to put some roofing in because some shit was fucked up. So I had to buy that new. I didn't want to reuse none of that. But other than that, it came out way better than I expected. And I honestly feel proud about it, because shit, we were about to have no studio for the winter, which means no podcast, because let's be honest, we are not trying to record outside.
Not cold. Today's raining too.
It's raining too. Yeah, we wouldn't have been recording today if we didn't have this studio.
Just know that now it's game time.
It's game time.
Latinos, we put in that work.
This is ours. We do what we want to do. We come here when we want to, and we do what we want to do in here.
Why do you sound like a rebellious teenager?
I'm going to be smoothed out. No, I'm just kidding. No, I still live with my parents. So, that's how I said, I feel blessed. I feel immensely blessed and lucky and thankful that we have this place, man, because think about it. Right now, we could be out in the cold, bro.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Yeah, that's... Dang, man. Because one thing that always happens to us since we started the podcast is as soon as like winter is coming up, we've always had like that last minute saver.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Well, like, I mean, the last one, we took the whole month of December off, remember?
Yeah, but...
It was still cold, though, so...
Yeah, I mean, right. But we were also in... Sorry, I got to crack my neck. But we were also in the clubhouse, remember?
Oh yeah.
Right? So that's right. You know, shout out to Shanita for providing that clubhouse for us last year when we had a winter and we didn't have anywhere to go. She let us use a clubhouse, and I am eternally grateful for the people who let us use their locations as a studio. Waco, Shanita, yeah. Shadowbox Studio, we paid for it, so.
Yeah,
I'm thankful, but we paid for it, so I'm thankful to myself and my wallet,
and my
bank account, our bank accounts.
Yeah.
So that's mad dope. But what's another thing you've that's happened to you since we stopped recording for a while, bro?
Well, one thing I wanted, actually, this is long overdue. Like, it's been out for a minute now, and it's, the event that I went to happened
a little bit ago.
I feel like. In the last episode that we put out, I probably should have talked about it, but I don't know why.
Forgot. Here you go.
So back in October, I don't remember the date, but it was back then. Pat Jr.
Mm-hmm.
had his listening party for one of his albums is out already. If you don't know who Pat Jr. is, obviously go look him up on Instagram. His name is just Pat Jr. straight across, or I am Pat Jr. And he had a listening party for his album that he released on the 6th this mm-hmm. month, called I Thought I Knew. And boy, when I tell you that the event
was
like, it's like nothing that I've been to before. So it was really amazing. I had a great time just seeing. It was a lot of like the local Raleigh people mm-hmm. and just creatives and musicians, artists, everybody, family members, people from his church, everybody. It was really, really dope. It was at CAM Art Museum in Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like paintings and like these motorcycles that had like just
it dope was just, shit.
Yeah, just really dope.
Abstract, in other words.
Well, some of them. I don't think all of them were really. It was just a lot of like color and just. It was awesome. I just liked all the exhibits that they had up there too. But they had like a section in the museum.
Mm-hmm.
Where he put up paintings that were like for each track on his album.
Oh.
Like a depiction of the track.
And did he create those paintings or?
No, it was somebody else and with his sister too.
Gotcha.
So it was a like a listening party. He invited everybody that he knew, as many people that he really could try and invite to this event. And you had to wear like wireless headphones.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah.
And everybody's headphones was like synced together, mm-hmm. so everybody was listening to the same song at the mm-hmm. same time.
Right.
And I just thought that was really cool. Like I've never seen that.
Really?
I've never done anything like that before.
Late to the party, my guy. You were late. And this is the guy that he goes out. He goes out. Wow. I don't go out that much. I'm a good boy, you know what I'm saying?
I'm a good boy.
He's a bad boy. And he's never experienced that, man. That's crazy. Yeah, man, a lot that's been out for a while. And like a lot of events in like the Triangle have like had those things too.
Really?
Yeah. Like whole like proms have some proms have had that too.
What the
heck? Yeah, that's kinda weird, but I one funny thing about that funny thing that you mentioned that is that I remember it was, I'm not gonna say who it was, but I follow someone on Snapchat and Instagram and they were at a party, you know, for one of homecoming for, it was at a homecoming for her university or something like that, and they had the headphones, the same deaf headphones, so everybody could listen to the same music at the same time. And she was posting it on Snapchat, and I'm pretty sure she thought she was getting lit. But on Snapchat, it just looks stupid. I'm sorry. Damn, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. No, like, right. Yeah, like, they're dancing and whatnot.
Yeah,
like, the silent dance parties.
Yeah, okay, yeah. The phone didn't have the audio, but the headphones did.
Yeah,
and
okay.
That shit
I've seen them, then.
That shit was funny as hell, dude. Oh, my God. I'm like, dude, if like, parties... like recorded everything and then like took off the mute or just took off the audio altogether, that shit would be funny as shit. I laughed so much. I am so sorry, but I laughed so much. And you know, when that happens, when they have those type of headphones for parties, that's how you discover who really can't sing.
Bruh.
That is crazy. I was like, bro, I could have sworn you knew how to sing.
What the hell?
Don't fool me no more. I heard you sing.
No, but this wasn't that type of event, though.
I know.
There
I
was
know.
No people yeah, singing. Yeah. Like, it was mainly like you had the headphones on, and once it started, like
yeah,
you were just singing.
Yeah.
You were just walking around and just taking in the music, absorbing in like the exhibits,
mm-hmm.
and then there was a point where. Okay, so like once it started, they only allowed like a certain amount of people. So the paintings that were like depictions of each track,
mm-hmm.
they were on a separate like mini level of the mm-hmm. like the museum,
gotcha.
Separate section, and only a certain amount of people could go in there at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And once you went in there, like, and you were like you had to walk around in kind of like a circle. It didn't matter really which one you went to at first, but everybody was kind of like going in a circle,
mm-hmm.
and. You're just like taking in all the art, and so, honestly, like at one point, so I enjoyed the song so much that at one point, I was kind of just like standing
mm-hmm.
at the bottom, like, okay, so there was probably like a couple people down there, but like I was like the only one down there,
mm-hmm.
and I was just like focused in on this one painting. I think it was, if I remember correctly, it was like Pat running on a track with like one of them sweatbands around his head,
mm-hmm.
and I was just like staring at it and just like taking in the music.
So
I had a great time.
You were literally consuming two forms of art at the same time, which is interesting because a lot of album release parties or album release gatherings, they just play the music.
Yeah.
Or it's like a party and they play the music at the party. Which I guess is fun for some people, but this is a good example of pure creativity. Because I have never seen something like that. Never have I ever.
Yeah.
But that's awesome that an artist that isn't as big as other artists in the mainstream media is honestly probably way more creative.
He put a lot of thought into it, man. Everybody that just helped him put it together did a phenomenal job. And one thing too, like before the whole thing started, there was this one person who was handing out like these cards. And on each card there was a number, and it kind of like, I guess it was for like, it symbolized each track.
Mm-hmm.
And they told you that like after the end of the listening party, everybody who gets a card, they get to go into this separate room where they have cameras and whatnot, and you get to give your opinion on that track.
I saw that. That shit was mad dope.
I was like, oh, this...
Interesting.
They thought this through. Question. Personal, in-person reviews.
Right.
Ready.
Question. Who was the Asian guy? I saw a video of it, and he had like a standing ovation where everybody was clapping. Then there's this Asian guy just... Adam, he was trying to console him. I was like, who is this guy?
Wait, who? What?
I saw a video of the uh-huh. event, and there was this Asian guy that was trying to console him, consolarlo, while he was crying when y'all were giving him the standing ovation.
Well, I don't know.
Because honestly, he looked familiar for some reason.
You talking about Ryan? Because Ryan was there.
He was? No, that wasn't Ryan. Ryan has a certain look.
He looks like Aang from Avatar.
Bruh, don't do that.
No, he painted that joint on his head.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bruh,
that's funny. Shit.
But not, besides the fact, one of the questions that I had was, I forgot my question. I'm sorry. Next topic. My question...
Well, just to, I guess, to finish the review off. Go follow Pat Jr. His music is awesome. I'm a big fan of his music.
And we will have him on the podcast.
All luck to him and all the stuff that he's working on. I'm just ready to see what else he has in store.
Shit, a lot, man. I mean, his creativity is, you know, just flourishes out of him, so.
Go stream My Thought I Knew.
Yeah,
right. That's the name of the project.
So, one of the things that I also wanted to talk about today is Univision Creator Network. I did not know what this thing was. I knew that Univision had a network, but I thought it was strictly for media that's televised on, you know, the TV and stuff. But they actually have like a creator content network as well, and it's comprised of all Latinos and other speaking content creators, which is completely
other speaking. What?
Other Spanish-speaking content creators, because I think there's like an Asian guy that, or someone that speaks Spanish well, and he's in it as well. But it's not strictly, but it's compromised of a lot of Latinos, content creators, which I think is mad dope.
Yeah.
There's no such thing out there. I'm pretty sure there isn't. Well, in the USA, there's nothing like that in the USA that's at that magnitude, like Univision has brought it. And I was like, bro, what if one day we are able to get on the Univision Creator Network?
That has to be a goal, right? With this
that podcast. Is a goal. As soon as I like discovered it, read an article about it, I was like, this is a goal.
This is it.
This is a goal. But I was like, okay. One thing that you have to do is actually speak Spanish. So that means that we are going to start releasing more content in Spanish soon.
Oh, your content has to be like released in Spanish.
Yeah, it has to have Spanish in it. Yeah. So that means, you know what that means. Hector gonna have to practice his Spanish finally. He's gonna have to, you know, speak like I'm there and not like a white boy.
What the
bruh. Shots fired.
No, I speak good Spanish. I almost said English.
You're right, you speak good English. Spanish.
Hey man, it's good, man. It's up there.
It's up there. It's down there. My guy.
No, but we're gonna have to. We're gonna start doing like episodes, like maybe half-half.
Half-half promos. Maybe I want to do skits.
Yeah, we're gonna do. We're gonna do lots of skits in Spanish.
Skits. Q and A's. I feel like we should do, because the thing
is, lives too.
So we have to introduce the to get into the Spanish speaking community and audience. We need to introduce ourselves, because they probably, you know, there's Spanish speaking viewers that don't know English, so they don't know what we're saying, which means they don't know nothing about us. Yeah. I think we should really do a Q&A strictly in Spanish.
Okay.
Yeah. Next video? After this?
Yeah.
I say let's do it. Let's do it. Next video we release, you guys, is going to be a Q&A in Spanish. And also, you guys, this is how I said, we are in a new place. We are going to start adding stuff like the acoustic foam, the stuff that we had on the wall in our...
going away.
In our other in the other location we were at. We're going to add stuff to the wall. Do not worry. It's not going to stay plain like this. Although I kind of like it plain, but we're not going to keep it plain. We're going to keep it fun and with colors and full of energy. And I got you.
So I wanted to add on to what you said about the Q&A. So with that, with our next episode is going to be that. So we want you guys, our listeners, our viewers on YouTube also, to send in like your questions and stuff. What do you guys want to know about us? What do you want to know about the podcast, about podcasting, how to get started, how to be a creative, how to get out of a funk when you're creating stuff and you don't know what else to do. Like, we're not very far in the game, but we've done enough to know like what's been working for us and the stuff that we'd have to, you know, progress through and you know, struggle through to get to where we are right now.
Right, right.
So leave questions.
Questions,
let us know what you guys want us to answer.
Guys, I'm excited for this. Finally have our first location. We're getting into the, I know we promote, you know, the Latino community a lot, but we're finally getting into the Latino audience. I'm thankful. Thank you guys for everything, for the views, the comments, the shares, for everything. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm excited. We have much more mobility now in terms of location and who, you know, how often we can record.
Yeah.
It's a nonstop at this point. I mean, honestly, what's stopping us now? Probably nothing. So
it's, well, maybe like, you know, an electrical, like,
right, an electrical issue, because I put down the electrical wiring and stuff, but that's fine. If that happens, I'll figure it out.
You want to do the pioneer question in Spanish?
I got you. So
you got the thought. I actually already have a question.
Okay, I got you.
Well, how do you say pioneer in Spanish?
Google Translate.
Bro, we already messed up, bro.
That's bad. But it's okay at the same time.
I don't know how to speak Spanish.
No, this is the thing. Some words in Spanish do not seem like they'd be the translation in English.
Pionero.
Pionero. Just like savage. Savage in Spanish is savage in Spanish is salvaje.
Yeah.
Which is honestly almost two different meanings in a way. It depends what definition you use and what depiction there is in society today. But pionero.
Pionero.
Shoot, okay, La Ciudad del Toro. No. How do you say, alright, let's translate our...
It's just name. Pioneer question, a pioneer thought.
No, I'm saying, how do you translate Bull City Pioneers?
Pioneros de la Ciudad de Toros. Ciudad de Toro.
What?
Pioneros de Ciudad de Toro.
Oh, no, actually, no, let's do this. Let's do a Spanish type of thing. Los Pioneros de Bull City.
Okay,
that works.
Los Pioneros de... Los Pioneros de Bull City.
Los Pioneros de Bull City. I like that, alright? But thank you guys for tuning in once again to...
Wait, you didn't even do
it! Oh, my bad. Oh, okay, I got you.
¿Cómo se te va a olvidar?
Oh, yeah, I got you. Oh, yeah. Okay. Thought, in pioneer thought.
Tu pensamiento de los pioneros.
My guy sounds like a Dominican, bro. How you sound like a Dominican, bro?
What are you talking about?
You sound like a Dominican.
Okay, you want me to speak like really Americanized Spanish?
Nah, you talk like a Honduran, my guy. It's a Honduran accent.
El pensamiento del pionero.
See, that's the thing about Hector. He grew up, at his church, there's a lot of Dominicans and Caribbean Hispanics. That's why he sounds like a Dominican a lot.
Bro.
That's crazy. But I just figured that question out. I've always asked myself that. But thought.
En español.
I know, I'm trying to think though. A veces tener menos es una ventaja.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Si me gustó,
yours, your turn.
Okay. Mi pregunta.
Tu pregunta, claro.
¿Qué es lo que te está deteniendo de... Is it achieve? ¿De qué te está deteniendo para alcanzar tus metas?
There you go.
Que estás tratando
alright. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to the Bull City Pioneers podcast. Share, subscribe, and comment. And always remember, never give up. I'm Luis.
I'm Hector.
We'll see you next time.
Adios.
Adios.